it's setting the bar time. Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, as a tourist, you should be very respectful of the country that's hosting you, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without defacing a 2,000-year-old piece of history for Haley,
oh,
you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What'd we do?
Okay, well, it's footage of a guy. They're at the Roman Colosseum. Yes,
oh gosh.
The Colosseum in Rome, right?
No.
Built 2,000 years ago. Footage of him, he's carving his girlfriend's name, Haley, into the wall of the Colosseum there in Rome.
Oh, wow.
Again, built 2,000 years ago, kind of like he's riding on a brick like it's a tree in the backyard.
Oh, gosh.
The person who's filming him actually confronts him, but the dude just kind of smiles and goes back to carving. Apparently, Haley is there with him, but she doesn't really have any reaction.
She doesn't? Like, she doesn't say, babe, maybe we shouldn't. Not at all?
No word on who this guy is. Some people are speculating he's American. There's no proof of that, though.
Okay. It sounds like an American thing to do, though. Babe, I love you so much. I'm going to carve your name on this, like, ancient thing here.
Then the world will see how much I love you.
I love you that much, babe. Are you ready? I'm going to do it right now.
Now, listen. Know that rules in other countries are different than here in the United States. People have been arrested in the past for defacing historic artifacts in Rome, including said Colosseum.
Yeah, that's not a place for graffiti or carving of any kind.
Look, there are plenty of areas where it's like a blind eye is turned to the defacing. And in fact, the defacing has almost turned into art itself. And
to Fudpuckers in Destin. They encourage that. Fudpuckers.
I was going to say, I think of... there's a wall in Seattle that's known as the bubblegum wall, where people stick bubblegum on this wall.
This is where we do that.
You know, the lock bridge, where people put those locks on a bridge and things like that. I mean, those are ways that are kind of accepted in a weird sort of way by...
You don't put your stamp on the Colosseum.
No!
In Italy! Oh, my God!
Why you gotta break at your mama's heart?
It's a stunning sight to behold in person. Like, to be among things that are that old is stunning.
Yeah.
And for this guy to have zero grasp on that is stunning as well.
Yeah, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without defacing a 2,000-year-old piece of history for Haley...
Oh, wow.
I'm sure she's a nice person.
Sure. I'm sure she deserves it. But why don't we go buy her some gelato or something? Because, oh my God, it's Italy. Why are you going to bring it?
There you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.